Define the demographic of millennials for people that don't know exactly what age group you're talking about.
Sure. So the U.S. is divided largely into three cohorts. The baby boomers were born 1946, 1964. There's Generation X, 1964, let's say 1978. And then the millennials are 1978, 80 through 2000. So these are the sons and daughters of the baby boomer generation.
And some of the characteristics of millennials, what shapes a millennial that's different than, say, a Gen Xer?
Yeah, so millennials, you know, they grew up in a period of relative economic prosperity, and they had very positive relationships with their parents. So they tend to be more civically oriented. They tend to be more optimistic and positive in how they see their future and the future of the world. So a little less skepticism, as most people will measure, compared to other generations, and much more technology-oriented.
Well, and I think it's that technology-oriented thing, too, where it's, you know, it's like babies with iPads, for God's sakes. I mean, they're just, but it's somehow there's a natural, there's a sort of a natural cohesion of technology and millennials, unlike any other generation that's ever come before it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what Andy has hinted at before, it's understanding not just the behavior of the technology, but the value shifts that it represents, that's important for us to get our head around.
All right. So that means going back again to hiring millennials, millennials becoming an increasingly larger part of the workforce. And that means managing or understanding how you're supposed to manage their need to be connected socially, usually through technology, at almost every minute.
Absolutely. And then they also take a very different approach to the boundaries between work and life. So whereas, you know, some of us may struggle with this new demand to, you know, work this 24/7 lifestyle, millennials are a little bit more adaptive to having more, you know, life at work and work at home.
Well, that's interesting because I work with a lot of millennials, and I would say they pace themselves very differently.
That would be very kind of you.
Yeah. And I'm trying to be, but they pace themselves very differently than I would. And I don't always know quite how to handle it, other than I notice that if you try not to micromanage something, if you can lay off a little bit, give it a little bit of time, and eventually the things get done. But they may not get done in a linear fashion that I would have felt like I needed to do it in order to prove something to my boss.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in kind of that study the workforce and millennials will say that they approach productivity in this collaborative sense. So whereas they might you know, be very goal oriented in their own lives, they really do look to their colleagues, to the team, to really finish things off. So some of that different approach to their pacing could be the result of a more collaborative approach to getting things done. So they do a little bit, and then they expect others to help finish it off.
And they're less competitive, it would seem. They're not in the same way that it's like you would see. We kind of think I was just watching some black and white movie from the 50s about, you know, post-World War II. That's kind of a Mad Men almost motif to it, but it was actually a movie from the 50s, and everybody was out to try to make $12 more than the guy at the desk next to him, and it was all about getting closer to getting that house and the baby and the whole bit. And it's like, wow, that does seem like it. That was even removed from my own experience. To my kids, that seems like another planet.
Yeah, so millennials were raised to be great team players, right? So they grew up in an environment where they were encouraged to participate, to play their role, and they were rewarded as such. That the big saying with millennials is that everyone gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Everyone gets a trophy. So they really grew up in this team collaborative culture, which is certainly going to have an impact on the workplace.